welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the 13th episode of Power Ranger Samurai, Unexpected Arrival, which first aired on April 30th, 2011, written by David Schneider and Seth Walther. The Japanese writer was Yasuko Kobayashi, and this episode was directed by Akihiro Noguchi. And without any further ado, we're going to get into this episode in 3, 2, 1, go!
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
Ooh, someone new. Antonio's fresh fish. It's New Zealand!
Wait till they get a load of me. This will be golden, baby! Not yet, buddy.
Ooh, that's new. Uh-oh. Huh? And nothing.
Something like someone watching me, but it's gone now. Something definitely triggered this gap sensor.
Yeah, but what?
Let's go.
Oh, look, he's right there. Can you imagine the excitement of going out there and expecting to do a fight and nothing?
The gap sensor was working
fine. Weird.
But no Nylock. We didn't see anything out of the ordinary.
They seem kind of disappointed. Uh-oh. The heck was that? He shot an arrow from a fishing pod. Fishing rod.
A Nylock attack?
And how are people so good with the bow and arrow in this world? Good lord.
And they're doing a good job. I mean, someone shot this arrow. Something fishy about this.
Obviously.
No, there's really something fishy. Smell.
Weird anime thing.
There. Did you feel that?
No. What did you feel?
Shh.
Interesting. The screen on his phone was actually blinking. Oh, I don't think that was it.
Relax, dude. There's nothing here.
There was definitely something otherworldly here. I sensed it.
Sorry, Jaden. We didn't sense anything. Could it be your imagination?
Jaden, it's important to trust your instincts, but I don't feel another presence.
Sorry, Em. Where are you?
Oh, so now everyone thinks he's going nuts. So apparently none of them can see his hair get blown around. Interesting.
Shot that arrow. Okay.
They're wearing the exact same clothes they were yesterday, aren't they?
Fresh fish cooked or raw. Listen up, I do it all. Hey, sweetheart, you want to buy some fish?
Mia, where's that paper with the arrow?
Oh, she's figured something out. Why are they carrying that around?
It's the same.
Well, that's fishy.
Make these flyers yourself?
Yep, I'm a one-man business.
Well, it sure is nicer to have one handed to you than shot at you.
Oh, that's for sure. What? Uh-oh. No, you're gonna ruin my big moment.
You're samurai rangers, folks.
From Jaden saying he's headed for Spring Valley. It must have something to do with what he's been sensing.
Jaden went to Spring Valley on his own? All right, we're on our way. Me and I will go. You and Emily go after the fish guy.
So, Valdez!
What?
You have any luck spying on the Red Ranger?
Luck? Try skill. It's tricky now because the Red Ranger can sense me, but my enchanted eye will see all. Ooh, it gives me evil fuzzies all over.
Fuzzy schmuzzies! All I care about is seeing him practicing that sealing symbol. If he perfects it, Master Zandred will be sealed down here for good, and we'll all be done for!
Don't get your tentacles in a twist. Ooh, it looks like he's starting to practice it right now.
He's doing it? Really?
See for yourself, Squidly.
Now we're seeing eye to eye. What's wrong? Looks like smoke's gotten in your all-seeing eye.
This can't be.
Oh, he's figured something out.
Where did he go? Take care of him myself. Nuts.
I want results. Come back. Stop.
We'll never catch him. He's too fast.
You go after him. I'll try and cut him off.
The spring's right around here.
You aren't really at the same place there, are you?
Force us to
not nice to spy on people.
I said, give it back!
Jaden!
Good thing we found you! Kevin, this must be the Nylock that Jaden's been sensing this whole time.
3-on-1's not fair!
Subtle. Us,
but luckily, I saw through you. When I splashed water on my face, the presence I sensed went away. That's when I realized that water could help me block your spell. I knew then that this was the one place I could truly hide from you.
Ah, nuts.
The one place? There's lots of water. They were literally just at the docks.
From the Sacred Spring must have cut off the creepy Nylock spy spell completely.
Oh, Sacred Spring. Okay.
This guy, where are they?
They're still chasing that fishy arrow guy.
The what?
I'll call and see where they are.
No one can help you now.
Huh?
We need you in Spring Valley. Forget that guy you're chasing.
Good, because he kind of made that choice for us. We need us in Spring Valley. Come on.
Man, this sounds like a perfect time for my big moment.
Try this spell.
Oh.
From all of my spells has finally taken its toll on you.
How many spells? Oh, yay, they're there.
You okay?
Was that a cool save or what? You know what to do.
Did you notice the sword bend a little bit when Jaden stood up? Don't think it's supposed to do that, really. Ouch. Well, that sucks.
Right back at you, Rangers.
Oh, good thing they filmed it that way. It would have hurt a lot if they actually had to land on those rocks. Exploding fish?
Taken apart if he goes up against that Nylock.
Samurai Morpher! Gold power!
Ha! See, and he doesn't have to actually draw the symbols. That's cool. Ooh, shiny gold. Fancy? That's not a samurai sword either. Look at that, a gold ranger that's actually gold. Cool.
What? All right, I get it. You need a minute. What can I say? When I make an entrance, it's go big or go home. Am I right?
Let me ask this again. Who is this guy?
Wow. He's so sparkly.
Don't worry.
Sparkly? Really?
You hang tight.
That's what...
I've heard of it.
I'd say we've probably done enough talking. Now it's time for action.
What kind of stance is that? You're not worth my time, Twinkle Toes. I'll let these guys take care of you.
My style's different, but it's all mine, baby. And as they'll see, there's plenty of strength behind it. Now if we're done talking, Barracuda Blade.
Oh, that's an interesting effect. Good night. That was kind of cool.
He didn't even move. How'd he do that?
Yes, he did. Just faster than the eye can see.
I've never seen anything like it.
Really? They do this in the Japanese version, but still.
That was the legendary sheath slash maneuver.
But that's impossible.
Not anymore.
He's pretty fast, yo.
Straight slash. The backhanded grip. Such a strange technique.
Who cares how he does it? It's good.
Yeah, he's turned the other Rangers into, like, fans. Meanwhile, the main Nylock guy could be taking out the Rangers, and he's not even around.
Oh no! Didn't mean to play along with Jack.
He's almost too good. Oh look! It's not quite as shiny anymore. Neither the chest part. Or the helmet.
Not quite. Fierce fox block.
Guys, we need to help him out.
Spin sword. Blazing strike.
Excellente. You're better than I remember, but no time now. Barracuda blade.
Jeez, that's a lot of slicing. Gah.
When I promise a golden moment, I deliver.
What did you mean, I'm better than you remember?
I mean, just, whoa.
Seriously, someone doesn't tell me who this guy is, I think I'm gonna lose it.
You're definitely gonna lose it. You haven't seen anything yet.
Whoa, no way.
We'll deal with our gold friend later. First things first.
Samurizer, go, go, Samurai.
Wow, they must have this is either going to be a long fight or they got a lot of talking to do with the this Gold Ranger guy, because there's quite a bit of time left in the episode, for considering how sped up they did that. Oh, here we go.
Now it's time for your big moment, buddy. Excellente! Nice entrance, Octo.
Now that's something you don't see every day. It can't be.
This one's all ours, mi amigo. Mega mode power.
So when he goes into mega mode, he actually gets the typical sword? Okay.
Ready to roll. Let's do this, baby.
Wow.
He's got a sword too?
Could he really be one of us?
The Octazord. But how?
All right, Nylock. Come out, wherever you are. Octo, Ink Cloud.
Although his gloves look a little worn already.
Gotcha.
Okay, that was a bad.
Yeah, time to finish him.
Jaden?
Hey, Jaden.
Oh, right. Let's do this.
He's just like fan geeking. That was so cool. No, I think he's just confused as to what the heck's going on here. What's new, guy?
How about that, guys? Was that Golden with the capital G or what? Well, start talking. What's your story?
I just came to help because of all the Nylock showing up. Guys, I'm on your side. Tell him, Jay.
Is that really you, Antonio?
Did he not recognize him earlier?
I knew you would remember me.
Weird. Oh, maybe it's because he was playing with the Octozord. Okay.
That's my dad.
Well, guess I'll see you.
Yeah. Wait! I've got a going away present for you. But it's our secret, alright?
Oh, okay, so the Zord is what it was. Okay. Jaden had a really
training, and when you become Red Ranger, I'll come back and be a samurai too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Young Jaden had a really thick New Zealand accent.
Can't believe it's really you.
Believe it, baby, I'm back. And I'm ready for some action.
Whoa, what? Oh, okay.
You still think you can take me?
It's looking a little romantic at first.
Nice.
If I learned anything recently, is to trust my instincts.
That guy's amazing. I vote he should join our team.
Wait, he's good today. But one battle doesn't make him a samurai.
Say what you want, but today, Antonio definitely delivered his golden moment.
And Antonio was also known very well for being in a bunch of Nintendo Wii commercials. So that's cool. I don't think he talked as much. I don't know if that was before this or not. I don't remember the timing on that. Anyway, that was kind of a cool episode. I think that was a pretty good debut for the Gold Ranger. I would love to go back and see how much of that footage was original for Power Rangers. He seemed to get thicker and thinner, depending on the scene. But anyway, that was a good episode. So next time we'll be watching the 14th episode of Power Rangers Samurai, which is entitled Room for One More. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by Two True Freaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.